launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them away. So enjoy those on us, those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for their websites. See what a good free talk website is supposed to be like at freetalklive.com, which is in the very slow process of being redesigned, and hopefully we will enter the world of Web 2.0 here within the next, I don't know how long. It'll happen, though. I know that Johnson is working diligently on it, and we're bringing on some extra hands to help with the project. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I should probably stop talking about it or I'll jinx it or something like that. So let's go to your phone calls and talk to ladies first. Sierra is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sierra.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how are you? Well, my name is Sierra, and I just want to say me and New York Pollard, the reality star, we was recently friends before she made it to Celebrity Stardom.
Who is this? I'm not sure I'm familiar with the name.
She had a show called I Love New York, and she was on The Flavor of Love, Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. New York.
Never heard of her, but then again, I don't watch television, so go ahead. What about her?
Okay, well, me and her was friends, and Rico, that's my friend, he's gay, he recently told me that New York said some disturbing things about me, like I was at, you know, a HOE, and I...
So she's been trash-talking you.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to be calm because I don't know what I can say on this radio station, but I can say, New York, if you're listening, let me tell you something. I'm the only real HBIC up in this. Now, if BIC, the head.
Oh, the BIC.
Chart, yes. Now, if Punkin would have spit on me, baby, I would have took her head out. Forget a clock. Forget what Flav, because you can find him anywhere because he's ugly anyways. And let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something.
Does this count as a shout-out, Mark?
I'm so confused. I love it.
No, this is it's not a shout-out. It's just letting
her
know.
The reason I say that, are you new to the show, Sierra? How long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
I'm new.
How long have you been listening?
Well, I've been listening for a couple of days now.
Okay. Well, one of the things we don't really do on this program is what they call shout-outs. I'm sure you're familiar with the terminology, the idea that somebody would call up the program and say, hey, I just want to say hi to my friend Jimmy, or whatever.
This is kind of a reverse shout-out.
It is. That's why I'm saying, does this count as a shout-out?
I think Sierra could put what's happening on these people.
Because she's because essentially what you're doing, Sierra, is you're calling and you're using our air to trash on somebody who may or may not be listening, and I don't know if she is. Do you know if she even listens to the show?
Oh, well, I know that she listens to the radio, but I'm not trying to shout her out because
I've
don't
got
like
bad
her.
News. I've got bad news for you. Number one, unfortunately, we are not on the air in Georgia, to my knowledge. And we are. You're calling from Georgia, and if your friend, where is she at?
Well,
or your former friend?
She's not my friend anymore.
Right, right. Formerly your friend, this chick that you don't like.
Yeah, she's in New York.
She's in New York. Okay, while we do have a New York station or two, they don't air the show until Saturday night. So, again, I'm sorry to say that there is a 0% chance that this lady is listening on the radio. But I want to thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I hope that whatever happens between the two of you, it doesn't get worse and it gets better. And, you know, at the very least, that you just go your separate ways. So I think that's one of the best ways to handle a situation of somebody who's done you wrong and that you're very upset about, because that's what that sounded like to me. It sounded like Sierra was having a tough time. She's had a falling out with a former friend, and I can say that trash talking back isn't going to solve the problem. I think
the best solution is to write a country music song about it.
She didn't sound like a country music singer.
Well, there's still an opportunity to make some money.
Yeah, good point.
I heard some rhyming going on. I mean, there's an opportunity there.
I think that, you know, you could write a song. That could be very cathartic. Is that the word I'm looking for? You could write a song. You could also...
I think calling a radio show and talking trash and confusing the hosts is cathartic. I think that's hilarious.
You could also forgive your former friend for all the alleged trash talking she has done against you.
I noticed you didn't ask her for a picture for the shrine.
you know what, I should have done that. You know what, I should have done that, because I know who that is. I know who that is. You want to know the story? Of course you do, right? This lady, Sierra, called me. She got my phone number. I'm not sure how. In fact, I asked her how she got the number when she called, because, you know, I'd like to know. You're not a radio station calling me, and that's usually how the number is marketed to stations. So she says she searched for Radio Hot Talk on the internet, and my number came up.
How bizarre.
I don't know exactly how that ended up happening, but she found the number. She called, and she thought she was talking to a radio station. So, no, I explained, no, I host a radio show, and we're not on the air right now because we're in the middle of the day when she called. And I invited her to call the show. But this was a couple of weeks back. And then she called the show that night, but she called at like 9:55, so we were about ready to go off the air, and we didn't have enough time to get her in under the wire. And so later on, she calls. I had Sam over, and we were hanging out, and later on, she calls back. So I told Sam real quick, here, take this call. And I gave the phone to him, and he had this conversation with Sierra where she was, she claims she's a porn star.
Sweet.
And she gave us a website with her picture. She's not a bad-looking lady at all, if it was really her that there's the photo that she gave us. And Sam did ask her to take a picture for the shrine. So actually, she has been that request has been made of her. And obviously, she never sent it anywhere. If she took it, she never sent it. But odds are good, she never took it. So here tonight, she calls out of nowhere with trash-talking some chick named New York, who lives in New York. There you go.
Now you know
everything that I knew about that phone call.
I don't feel like I know much.
But yeah, I agree with you. I feel like that was a reverse shout out, and I don't know if that's something we want to do here.
I understand, however, it was going so well.
It kept my interest. Yeah, I was interested in hearing what she had to say, so that's why I let it go on. It was better than a shout out because of the trash talking factor. But could you imagine that being somebody's radio show? I mean, could you imagine?
Yes,
like,
absolutely. I can imagine that being somebody's radio show.
Just taking calls from people like that?
Motivating as heck.
What, taking those phone calls?
Taking phone calls like that one. I mean, that was a good phone call. I'm sorry. It's not our normal format.
Yeah.
But we would have let something like that go on 6 years ago when we were on 105.9.
Oh, yeah. I let it go on because, yeah. What I'm saying is, can you imagine having the kind of radio show? Can you imagine having the kind of radio show like, you know, kind of like a top 40 music show or something like that, where that's your content, where people call in and like you get Trash Talk Tuesdays or something like that, where people call in and just trash on their former friends and associates or a business partner.
Can I imagine that?
Or whatever.
I can imagine it, sure.
Yeah, wouldn't that be, I would find that intolerable, that a consistent, that kind of consistent radio show?
I think if it's viewed in the light of creativity, and I felt Sierra was being very creative, and I don't know exactly what she's the head. What is she the head of? Head what?
We should have her call back. Sierra, if you're listening, we need to have you call back during one of our podcast only episodes. You could tell she was being very cautious because I had explained to her when I was on the phone with her privately. I explained to her that this is a radio program. We're not an internet show, first and foremost. We are first and foremost a radio program, so you've got to watch your language. And you could tell she was being very cautious. And I appreciate that about her phone call. But it'd be interesting to hear what the trash talk would have sounded like without the FCC regulations.
Well, why don't you get her to call back after the show, and then you can just record it?
Problem is, I don't have her number, so...
Well, just tell her. Call back after the show tonight. 10 o'clock.
All right, there you go. So let's continue with your calls. Josh is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hey, back in May, my apartment got searched. I came home from work, and I found the warrant, and it said they were looking for electronic equipment. They took my computers.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, so I was trying to figure out what was going on. I called the detective, and he refused to tell me anything.
Nice.
Unless I went in.
Oh, I great. Got a lawyer. Going for questioning. You know what? I've got some more questions I'd like to ask you, so hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. We'll find out about this search. It's nice when they can just go and search your place, even if you aren't even home. Leave you a little note, a little love note from the cops. Hey, we were here. Just want to let you know. If you call us, we won't answer your questions. You'll have to come down and meet with us. I bet that would feel real comfortable. 800-259-9231. So we'll find out what happened to Josh here in moments and take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. They include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click. They're yours on the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year. Completely free for you at freetalklive.com. That again is freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to Josh in Texas. Josh, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had just begun telling us that you'd returned to your apartment recently to discover that it had been searched. They had left a note for you, and you called the detective. They apparently had stolen your computers. They said they were looking for data of some sort. You tried calling to get answers, and that's where you left the story off. They wouldn't give you any answers over the phone. They wanted you to come down. So what else happened? Go ahead.
I went and got a lawyer. And he filed a letter of representation. It's some kind of a Freedom of Information Act request. So I finally get the affidavit. And it says that there was an informant from the Internet by the username of Dougies. And that's how they got a warrant, looking for a child porn. And I'm 20 years old, and that's ridiculous.
And where is this happening in Texas?
I'm sorry, the informant's name was what?
They just gave his username from Stick'em.com, and it was like Duggers or something.
That's what they said. So somebody from the interwebs suggested that you might have child porn. One of the myriad of trolls on the internet said that you might have child porn, and that was enough to search your house.
Apparently, the lawyer said that the judge is prone to signing anything that comes across his desk.
That is crazy. When did this happen? When did this go down?
The search happened the 29th of May, and I just got the affidavit today because the detective was being very unruly and he wouldn't give any information.
So have they bothered returning your computers at this point, or are they still searching through those?
No, they haven't even called me. I had to call them, and I guess they're still searching. I have to file a petition to get them back or something.
My gosh. Can you imagine having to put all of your work, your life's work? I mean, if you're somebody like me, I do everything on the computer. I've got my database of affiliates where, that's how I make my living, is I call radio stations. And it'd be tough for you, too. You've got all your sales information on your computer, and it's not like they leave you a computer that has all your files on it so you can keep doing work. They've taken your entire livelihood from you, and you're just supposed to sit on your thumbs and hang out until they decide to give them back to you. And what if they do find what they call child pornography, which may or may not actually be pornographic? It may just simply be naked pictures of teenage boys or something like that, which I think could be argued whether or not it was porn. Some people might say it is, but I would say that if there's something sexual going on, then you've more likely got porn. Either way, certainly there's no victim. But if they do find something, how are you supposed to prove that it wasn't them that put it there? What if you are somebody who is a political candidate for office and you've all of a sudden been targeted in one of these investigations and they find something? How are you going to prove that you weren't the one who put it there? How are you, first of all, how are they going to prove that you are the one who put it there in the first place? Because isn't it possible that a roommate or, family member was using that very same computer? How do you know everything that is on your hard drive?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, assuming that this guy, Dougie, online, was able to find out how his identity and address and then call the cops and send him over to his house,
he may
very well have been able to, I don't know, I don't know about these things. He may very well have been able to send some kind of Trojan horse into the guy's computer that has this kind of these kind of pictures on it.
Right. I mean, we're assuming also the story is true as well. Is there a news story about this anywhere that we can verify this, Josh?
I haven't contacted the news. I don't want, my family to know that I've been raided and stuff.
I see. Yeah, I totally understand. I have no reason to disbelieve you. It sounds like a believable story. In fact, I have a related story that I'm actually saving for Julia's show when she comes on later this week, about how it is that one guy within the last month or so has been found guilty of, and I don't have the story in front of me, but essentially of having manga, or however you pronounce it, which is a form of art that I think originated from Japan. Sometimes it's very adult-oriented, and sure. What he had was some pictures that he'd ordered on the Internet. The feds intercepted the mail, and they found that he had pictures of, like, little girls being molested by dogs or, like, men, you know, furry porn or some. He had some kind of porn that suggested that, that boys or girls were being sexualized in some way. They were
these were drawings.
Right, drawings of sex acts being performed on children involving animals or something like that. Something really weird, right? It was really bizarre when I read it. But he's been found guilty and is facing up to 15 years in federal prison because of this. So it's totally believable that that they would come in and raid somebody's house on the flimsiest of pretenses. And I hope that you'll do us a favor, Josh, and keep us in the loop here as this develops, as you find out more. Let us know what happens. Will you do that?
I sure will, yeah. I contacted the ACLU, too, so hopefully they can find out whether or not it was even sufficient probable cause.
Was it the local cops, too, that did this, or were the feds involved at all?
No, it was the local cops.
Interesting. Good luck out there, and let us know what happens. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Is it that easy? Is it really that easy? If you don't like somebody, you just make some allegation up about them, and the cops will bust in, steal their stuff, and then... What do they do? What do you do? How do you
what
get
do
your...
What do you do?
You got to hire a lawyer to get your computer back? I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't know if I could afford a lawyer right now. I don't have a whole lot of money to my name.
Yeah. I certainly wouldn't want to have to shell out that kind of money. At the end of this whole thing, you've shelled out $10,000 maybe, and then what do you have? Well, hopefully you have what you had when you started, but it's years down the line, and God knows what you lost in the process. Not to mention that my computer's gone, and I can't do the work that I would normally do. God, it would be awful.
And how much sympathy or how much empathy is he going to get if he goes to the news? I mean, if he goes to the media, are they going to want to cover a story about a potential pervert? Are they going to want to take the side of the accused in this particular case? Would they be interested in that story? I don't know. I don't know how gutsy a lot of the news teams around this country are. I know some of them are really cowed by the state. They don't want to. They don't want to be questioning towards authority because it means they won't get the scoop the next time they need some information from the sheriff's office or from the police department. So they don't want to push the envelope. They don't want to question too hard. And it's really disturbing to me that this stuff goes on, and how often does this happen that we don't know about? How often do people, are people like Josh put into this situation where they don't know who to turn to besides a lawyer, and the lawyer's going to take their money, and like you said, eventually maybe they'll get their stuff back and the charges will be dropped. My neighbor next door who had his house raided, my tenants, they had their house raided, the charges were dropped, I found out today, or at least so they've said. I said, you better get it in writing to make sure. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, over 1,800, that's the wiki. Over, I'm getting all confused with these numbers. Over 450,000 posts are at the BBS, and we probably have over 1,800 users there. Whether or not they all actually actively use the forum is another question. But nonetheless, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. You're protecting your family, too. If you die right now and you don't have a will, your family, you know, all your stuff goes into probate, and your family won't be able to touch it for years. Just go to LegalZoom.com, fill out this fast, easy document. It's very inexpensive, and use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. I did it. It was fast and easy.
So we will continue here discussing something that is one of my personal favorite things to talk about. Or I guess we're not going to continue the discussion from earlier tonight, but it's a general continuation. Secession, or as I prefer to call it now, independence. Declaring independence for oneself or for a geopolitical designation that we typically call states. I think the idea is an idea that's time has come again. It's time to start talking about it seriously, and I think a lot more people have been doing just that. And I'm very pleased with the fact that secession or independence has become a topic of discussion around the country, and anything that we can do to help increase that conversation, to help increase the likelihood that it'll come up at a dinner table or come up on local talk radio or come up wherever, your workplace, any place you're around other people that are socializing, bring this issue up. Don't be afraid don't shy away from this, because I think this is one of the most important issues of our time. It's critical that people are discussing independence in a positive manner, in a manner that suggests that it's possible, and that is encouraging toward it.
I just took a Zogby poll, and one, you know, they did this online poll thing, and sometimes I'll fill it out and sometimes I won't, but they sent it to me over the weekend, and I had a little time, so I went on and I filled it out. And one of the questions was, basically, do you support a state or geographic area's right to secede from the Union?
Excellent. I don't know if they send you the do they send you the results? It's been a long time since I've done this Zogby thing. So here's a story from the American Conservative and their perspective from the right's perspective on the idea of secession, at least this particular article, John Payne, his perspective. He says he wanted to stimulate some discussion over the Independence Day weekend. So he's reposted what he posted on his personal blog. To honor the United States' secessions from the British Empire, he says, yes, that's meant to be plural. Up until 1865, it was the United States are, not the United States is. From the British Empire, the good folks at 1,000 Nations have been blogging on the topic of secession all week. You can find an index of their posts over at 1000nations.com. I highly recommend them, he says, especially for those of you who've never given much thought to breaking up the United States into more manageable units. And let me tell you, since we're talking about conservative types, when I was at the tax day tea protest thing that they had over the weekend, that was pretty much obviously the mindset of the people there because it was clearly a partisan event. But nonetheless, most of the folks that I had individual one-on-one conversations with did not have any intention of doing secession. They still believe this is the best country in the history of the world and we got to do whatever it takes to keep it together. So they weren't too receptive on an individual basis, but when I brought up the idea of New Hampshire seceding or declaring independence is how I phrased it, because I think it's more positive sounding and it doesn't invoke the idea of slavery or anything like that. So when I suggested that New Hampshire could declare independence, it was a relatively decent response from the crowd. Obviously, I hadn't had a chance to talk to everybody, so some open minds out there towards this idea. He says, although those contributions to the debate are ample, allow me to offer my own take on why secession is still a good idea. Number one, the most basic reason for supporting secession is that it makes government more accountable to the people that it governs. The smaller a polity is, the easier it is for an individual's objections to be heard, whether that be through voting, petition, protests, etc. It also becomes harder for one group to oppress another the more they have to interact with each other. Dehumanizing some distant group is very easy, you know, like Muslims. So it's much harder to do with your next-door neighbor. In the words of my all-time favorite libertarian hero Carl Hess, Adolf Hitler as Chancellor of Germany is a horror. Adolf Hitler at a town meeting would be an a-hole. And I think these are interesting points because while they may not be so persuasive to somebody who's already of a liberty mindset, these may be things that will work well on a conservative type who has never thought of the idea of secession seriously before. So keep this in mind, the idea that the smaller political designation is better representation. Not that it's going to be a whole lot better, but it's at least reachable. At least the representatives, so-called, here in New Hampshire, you can actually talk to them. Now, I don't know if that's the case out in California or whatever, but California is not my concern. Number two. Oh, and he points out that even if some Hitlerian figure were to take over an independent state or town, it's far easier to flee a small polity than a larger one. Getting out of the old Soviet Union was extremely difficult. Getting out of Missouri, maybe not so much. Number two. The harmful effects of bad policies are seen and felt far more quickly the smaller the polity. A huge nation like the United States or China can easily persist in wealth-destroying policies for generations because their benefits are concentrated at special interest groups that agitate to continue the policies while the costs are dispersed onto the rest of the population. This is why our government, he calls it our government, I don't consider it mine, but this is why the government people subsidize corn so heavily. But it would be nearly impossible for Iowa to continue those policies if it seceded. Yeah. There would be fewer people to tax and more people expecting benefits, leading taxpayers to demand subsidy reductions and corn farmers to care less about keeping them as each individual farmer's share of the loot would drop. Number three, the United States long ago ceased to be anything resembling the republic the founders envisioned. When the Constitution was ratified, there were 30,000 people for every representative of Congress. And for many of the founders, like George Mason, who spearheaded the drive for a Bill of Rights, this number still seemed high. But now, with over 300 million people in the country and the number of representatives capped at 435, there are almost 700,000 people for every representative in Congress.
Oh, I didn't know that they had capped the representatives. I didn't even know that.
A number that will continue to grow. It may be absurd to believe that one person can represent 30,000, but that just makes it all the more absurd to believe that one can represent 23 times that much. I would say it's absurd to believe that one can represent 3 or 2. 2, maybe. Maybe. But you'd have to have agreement among those people in order for representation to actually happen.
And the more people that a representative represents, and you said it's 70,000 at this point? Or
700,000.
The less your vote matters. Because if you're one of 700,000 people who are going to vote on their House of Representatives guy, and then you throw in the mix that maybe only half of the population is going to vote, and that's on a presidential election, bring it down to 20% for a off year, then you realize that how many people will always vote Republican and how many people will always vote Democrat, probably around 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Then you figure that there's that 40% in the middle that are going to make that decision. The likelihood that your vote is going to matter is just infinitesimal. Infinitesimal.
Even if your vote was the deciding factor in an election, it wouldn't matter anyway because that person doesn't know who you are. They're not interested in what you're interested in, and there's no way in hell you could ever claim they're representing you.
And if Hitler and Stalin were running against each other, who would you vote for?
I'd stay home.
Well, you probably would. But everybody out there, Hitler would have his marketing machine in place, and
right.
Stalin would have his election machine.
And people would hold their nose and say, I have to vote for somebody, a lesser of two evils.
And it's that only writ a little smaller.
Well, we got to prevent Stalin from getting in.
Oh, my God. We've got to prevent Stalin from getting in.
Well, we got to prevent Hitler from getting in, or whatever they would say.
Stalin wants the fairness doctrine.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. He's got another point on independence or secession, whatever you want to call it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. We'll do our best to get you on the air if you dial now. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can help us get on more radio stations and bring more internet listeners on board by learning how to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. There are a whole list of things that you can do there, everything from calling your local talk stations to putting up flyers and more. You'll find a whole list, and most of them are completely free. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Just a few more points on independence. We'll jump back into the calls here in a moment. The story is from amconmag.com, where John Payne is outlining some of the reasons that he thinks secession or another declaration of independence for states or localities would be a good idea. And he's making some pretty good points. He's targeting the conservative audience. So think about these points if you know people in your life that would consider themselves conservatives, and you get into the conversation of the idea of independence or secession. Think about bringing up these ideas about how it is that he points out his first point, that the smaller a political designation is, the more accountable that government is. Also, the harmful effects of bad policies are seen and felt more quickly in a smaller political designation. He points out that the so-called representatives are representing over 700,000 people in every congressional district in the United States, and it's just madness to believe that they could represent 20 people, let alone 700,000 people. He says it's the equivalent of 6 people representing the entirety of the American population at the time of the Constitution's ratification. We can only restore the level of representation circa 1790 in two ways: expanding the number of representatives from 435 to just over 10,000,
wow,
or by dividing the country up into smaller polities. The first option raises the obvious question of how an organization of 10,000 could function and where they could meet, but it would also make each representative's power negligible in exact proportion to how much it would strengthen each citizen's power to influence the representative, making the whole point moot. The only possibility for each American to live in a representative republic is secession. And number 4, not that that's what I want, but it would be better than what we have. Getting to a Republic of New Hampshire would be far preferable to having this United States behemoth. His final point, number 4, many of our states are as large as most other countries. There are more people in California than in all of Canada. More people in New York than in Taiwan, Australia, or North Korea. More people in Florida than the Netherlands, almost as many in Missouri as in Ireland, and more in Texas than Austria, Switzerland, and Israel combined.
Right, and one of the reasons that people don't want to see the United States split up, the average citizen, is because the average citizen gets a certain emotional boost from the United States is the biggest,
best country in the world.
It's the biggest financial power in the world. Gross national product is such and such.
Yeah.
You know, we are the richest people in the world, blah, 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 blah.
Bragging
the thing
rights.
It's, for one, it's just land mass.
Team wears blue.
If it wasn't for the fact that it was just so darn large, then it wouldn't be comparable in many ways. I mean, how does Mississippi do on the world scale gross national products? But I'm sure that there's lots of conservatives in Mississippi that fly that flag and say, yay, America!
Well, actually, he talks about GDP right now. He says, furthermore, our state economies are even larger than our populations relative to the rest of the world. Check out, and then he links to a map where it shows what country the GDP of each state matches up with. New Jersey is on par with Russia. Nebraska with the Czech Republic. North Carolina with that supposed paragon of social democracy, Sweden. The most common objection I hear to secession, he says, is that the states are too small to survive on their own. But that position has no basis in reality. So given all this, why not secede? What exactly do we have to lose but trillions of dollars in debt, an overly aggressive foreign policy that does nothing to keep us safe, and federal taxes that are sure to go only higher? So, citizens of America, disunite. He says, I love it. Great points.
I do too. You know, it would be a better idea if we could secede in little sections.
Land of Keene.
I'm all for that much. That much too. I would like to see smaller sections. As a matter of fact, I don't care if the rest of them secede.
Just
my little chunk of land would secede at that point, and then I things would be fine. I don't know what the
Marklandia.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the border crossing would be like, but
Edgentonia.
I don't know. I think I'd call it something like
Edgetown.
Uranus.
Edgetown.
Just so people would have to say Uranus all the time.
Doesn't that violate your rules? If you were the king of the world, that you wouldn't allow one place to be named the same as another? Or since it's another planet, it wouldn't count?
Yeah, well, if I was the king, then I could do whatever I want.
I see.
Yeah. But
rules don't apply to you.
That's how kings are, man. So, but when you're talking about sections of the center of the country, Kansas, Iowa, they brought up, you know, maybe those places would want some coastline. So, yeah, I would
like other countries in the world that don't have coastline.
There are.
They're okay.
Yep, they're okay.
Yep. Let's go to Mike in Indiana, listening to WIMS, or he would be. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
I'm calling about the Social Security number.
Yes, sir.
Talking before, mine does have the red letters on there saying it's not to be used for ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the bank and filled out everything, you know, I was going to get an account. And they said, oh, you need your Social Security number. So I pulled the card out, and I said, it says right here, not to be used as an ID. The guy, his eyes rolled back in his head. And I told him,
not another one of these.
So I told him, I said, hey, I said, you're violating federal law just asking me that, you know?
Can I talk
to your boss?
It's probably not true that he's violating federal law. He's probably required by law to ask for it by the Patriot Act.
So, I got his manager, and I told him, I said, same thing. And I said, besides, when I get a driver's license, all I need is a birth certificate or this or that. And you don't even use what the state requires for ID. And basically, by the time I got out of there, I never gave him a Social Security card. That's where I bank.
Get out of here. All
right, tricky.
Wait a minute. You're claiming they actually allowed you to open the account?
Yes, sir.
What bank?
It's National City.
National City, I'll be damned.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A national bank, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I told him, I said, well, I live here in Indiana, and I moved back here. I lived somewhere else for a while, and I had to get my driver's license. I needed a birth certificate and, like, my lease agreement or a utility bill or something like that. That's what the state required. And I said, so you guys don't have to follow state regulations?
So what did you have to give them? Did you have to give them the driver's license and the birth certificate? Or what did you end up handing over to get the account?
I gave my new driver's license I just got, and then I had my birth certificate. And then I had my utility bill with me or whatever, and I said, you need to see that. I said, this is all the state requires. And I said, you should have to go by the state rules. And like I said, I never gave up my Social Security number.
It's an amazing success story, well, and I've, one that...
I've heard of this many times, people saying that this can be done as far as getting bank accounts and banking there. And I think that mostly it's just that people don't question. You know, they look at the bank as it's something akin to the government. They're always going to banks and banking.
Basically is.
And, well, to some extent, they don't even question what banks ask. If the bank asks, well, what's your children's, name all your children, their full names and dates of birth and their Social Security numbers.
Sure,
People would name that crap too. It's amazing what when somebody goes in to apply for something, it's amazing what kind of information they'll give up.
Right.
I love the story, and it's one that I never really have heard before. There've just always been rumors about people doing such things, but no one has ever named the bank. No one has ever actually called, as I recall, to tell a success story in that way. So I hope that some other people are encouraged by your success and they try this themselves. I mean, what's the harm, right? I mean, if you go into the bank, you go into a bank. Obviously, you don't want to go to the bank where they already know who you are, but but you go into a new bank and you apply as a brand new customer. And I actually tried this down in Florida and I bombed out. I don't remember what they basically just told me to take a hike that, wasn't going to give them the information that they weren't going to give me the account. But it wasn't National City. It was another national bank that I'd gone to. I think I actually went to a couple of different banks just to try it, just to see what would happen.
Well,
it didn't work out.
When he told me, he goes, well, we don't have your Social Security card. I go, why do you need that? He says, so we know who you are. And that's when I laid it on him. He says, not for ID, pal.
Yeah, I probably just didn't ask the right questions or whatever. I love your approach, and I hope that some more people will give it a shot, and hopefully it'll work for them, because if you can have a bank account that's not tied to your Social Security number, I wonder how easy it would be for the state to pull that up.
Like with the way I look at it is they have to go by state regulation.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you held their feet to the fire. I thank you for the call tonight, and thanks for the story. It's been in here with you.
Good job, Mark.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.